Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is your host, Jay Mailer from the School Days Podcast. As always, we thank each and every person who listens to us every week. If you guys want to donate to us, patreon.com/schooldayspodcast. If you want to find us on Facebook, just search the School Days Podcast, and we'll be right there, pop right up. Instagram.com, Instagram page is School Days Podcast 92, and our Twitter is School Days 92. That's really all I have for the intro this week. Like I said, I always appreciate everybody who listens. Thanks to anybody who's came to me in person and showed love about, you know, you really, really messing with the show. Really, really means a lot, and it really keeps us going. Apologize for the hiatus for the week. I had a long weekend last weekend, but we're back. So without further ado, hope you guys enjoy the show. Yo, yo, what's good, everybody? Your host, Jay Manley, School Days Podcast, episode 24, and I'm back. Me and Aaron are back. We took a week off, man.
What's good with it?
It was good. It was good, bro. I know last weekend, bro, for me, was in, you know, one of my, you know, good friends, a wedding. Shout out to Dasha and Andre on getting married last weekend. I was his best man, you know what I'm saying? Give a heartfelt speech. The venue was nice though, bro. It was up in Greenwood and shit.
Yeah, I seen the snap. I seen that. That was looking lovely.
Yeah, bro. She came out in like a motherfucking horse carriage and shit, bro. Like,
I seen him on the snap. Shout out Ty. Shout out Paul. I seen y'all having a good time and shit.
Oh yeah, shout out to Ty too. Ty, he told me, bro. He fucks with the podcast during the rehearsal and shit. Like a lot of people showing, you know, the podcast love and shit. So. Yeah, shout out to everybody showing us love, man. But, you know, we apologize for the hiatus, you know, but, you know, shit happens. And my car fucking broke down, too. But I might, you know, find a fix for that. But it's been, Loki been a stressful-ass week, to say the least.
Yeah, those are the worst, man. We bounce back every time, though.
But yeah, let's go ahead and dig into the episode, though, man. First and foremost, man, prayers go out to anybody who listens to us who's down in Houston right now during Hurricane Harvey. Massive hurricane going on right now down there. I've seen a lot of pictures. Shit looks fucked up, bro.
Yeah, no, man. I've seen some pictures, man. I believe it was 27 inches of rain or something like that.
Some wild shit. Enough rain to where the highway signs have water on them.
Yeah, and what's fucked up, what I was reading was they were saying that some people, you know, got screwed over in this, you know, notification that they were supposed to be given. Mm-hmm. They were being told, like, oh, you can stay. You don't have to evacuate. It's not going to be that bad. And then people are losing homes and people are stranded now.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. All because of the false information that it wasn't going to be that bad.
Bro,
so they didn't cut out.
Bro, I've been seeing videos on Twitter, bro, and it's so bad, bro. Motherfuckers is like, their living rooms are getting like flooded out and shit, bro. Like, I kid you not, I saw a video of this chick recording her dad. Like, you know, they having fun with it and shit. They trying to make, you know, the best out of the situation. But, bro, it was so many people. I mean, so many people. It was so much water, like, you know, coming down that the living room was flooded, and they had a fucking catfish swimming in their living room, bro.
What? And they was just like laughing.
Yeah, it was laughing, and the dad was like trying to caught the catfish with his hands type shit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you gotta stay positive.
Yeah,
to it, but
yeah, I mean, yeah, shout out to them for staying positive, but I'm just thinking
they
like,
had to be
a lot
some
of fucking
they
water.
Had to be some people that already had they shit stashed or something. Like, oh, we good this way. We having a ball.
But
I don't know.
The only video I seen though, bro, where the shit was like motherfuckers' living room was flooded. Yeah, bro. Oh. I'm just thinking like, bro, I would be pissed if my couch is ruined now because of water damage. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Like, power is out and shit, bro. Cause,
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine.
I couldn't either, bro. It's kind of fucked up. I see my fuckers on, like, you know, social media. Like, they told y'all to evacuate. When realistically, not everybody can fucking just evacuate like that.
Yeah. You know, I know. Shout out to some people I know down there. You know, my sister and a couple more people.
I got a few friends on there too, man.
They made it through safe. So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good to hear, man.
Yeah, definitely. Prayers go out to, you know, everybody who is, you know, down there,
who's affected
shit and being affected by it. You know, I pray for nothing but the best, and hopefully this hurricane can end soon, because the shit does not look pretty at all.
No. If you haven't looked up on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it. You can't go nowhere without seeing shit about Hurricane Harvey, bro. Because, bro, I'm not going to lie, but I didn't know about it until I seen people on Facebook marking themselves safe. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I kind of, you know, Googled it and looked into it.
He said, what the fuck is this?
And then I seen the, you know how, like, they show, like, before the hurricane hits, like, the little, like, the weather shit with the, And I'm like, damn, this is going to be some
this
shit.
Is real.
And then, you know, Lord behold, bro. Motherfucking highways is flooded, bro. Like, terribly. But yeah, prayers definitely go out, man. Fuck Hurricane Harvey.
Definitely.
Yeah. But we're going to go ahead and, what, did you have anything else on Hurricane Harvey?
Nah, we got it.
All right, cool. We're going to dip into the lame sip of the week.
Now, let's let the whole wide world see which dumb fuck gets Aaron's lame stamp of the week. Fucking dumbasses. Y'all, every week, man, it's crazy we really got a segment for this shit. For dumb fucks like y'all. You're welcome.
Everybody, before we dig into the lame stamp of the week, our guest, he was kind of fashionably late, but he's here. Another long term friend I've known, bro, since what? What year was that? We played on the same basketball team? Middle school?
That was middle school.
Yeah. Nick Perry, the owner, the founder of NU, Nerdom United.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Yo. Hey, before we dig into the lame stamp, bro, you want to tell people about NU, bro, real quick?
Yeah, man. So basically, NU stands for Nerdom United, and it's a place for all nerds to feel like they have a place at home. We do everything nerd-related, from comic books, video games, hero stories, animations, anything. We create our own leagues for esports, creating our own line, our own creative animations, cartoons, whatever you want to do, we're going to be the home base for that. So if you guys are interested in looking for a place just to call home, just find me at NU Perry on Facebook, or email me at naperry2011@hotmail.com.
Bet. Okay. Now, for this lame example of the week, first of all, shout out to the money team.
Money.
Niggas want to hate, but they got to respect it. This is basically for all the Floyd haters. And I say this every week. Okay, Jalen Manley is not a racist, but Jalen Manley is not going to just let bullshit just slide and shit that I noticed go unnoticed, if that makes any sense. I've been noticing like a lot of particularly white people irritated that like Connor didn't win. Or trying to like justify the order, saying like, "Oh, but Floyd won't step into the octagon." Like, y'all really mad that Floyd won? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I mean, has anybody else seen this pattern on social media?
I've noticed a pattern, slightly. I'm not gonna say all.
Okay.
Man, it's been ugly on my side. I've been seeing so much of it. I've been nitpicking on every single one of them. Hey, Floyd. For absolutely no reason. How are you mad at him? And he's the true representation of America.
But did anybody see Donald Trump's tweet?
No, what did he say?
What did he say?
Well, apparently he was going for McGregor. Gonna pull up a tweet for you guys in a sec.
Of course he was.
Look, I knew you was gonna chime in on that one.
Fuck Donald Trump, bro. They really hate this man. Like,
man, they hate this man because he does everything they wish they can do.
Bro,
they want to have all the fancy cars. They want to have all the beautiful women. They want to just pull up anywhere and in a plane and be like, I want to roll out. They want that cash, but they can't.
Yes.
Every single individual want to be like, well, help the homeless. You know damn well if you had Floyd money, you wouldn't be helping no homeless. Quit lying to yourself.
Bro, my you thing mad- is, too, is like people are really disrespectful for like just his game in general, bro. Like, he's the greatest defensive boxer ever, bro. Like, if you really sit back and analyze a Floyd fight, and especially against some of the top boxers he's faced, the way he's able to just duck and dodge these punches, bro, is really, like, amazing, bro. And people really are just, like, taking it for granted.
Man, they don't understand the sweet science of boxing. It's to hit and knock your head. They think it's a battle royale every single time. Yes. It is. Well, and people don't want to realize that Floyd Mayweather is the only boxer that walked away from the game how he wanted to.
And let's touch base on the TKO here. They say it was BS or whatever, but if you pay close attention, it's like there was no way he was swinging back. He just kept trying to dip and dodge every last one of them punches, and Floyd just kept attacking him. And he even said it in the press conference, like, I told y'all, I was gonna give y'all a show and go at him. I told y'all to go at him. He was like, I could have did like I did any match and just boxed, but I was gonna go at him and try to give y'all a show. Mm-hmm. And he went at him.
Beat his ass. If you look at the numbers, Floyd hit 50% plus of his punches. Conor McGregor is at 20-something. Come True. On, man.
I seen some say, come on, man. Saying something about, what was it? About, I guess, Conor hit him. That's the most Floyd's ever been hit or some shit like that.
It's the most he ever been hit, but you have to look at the same aspect that he only hit 111 punches towards him because Floyd was going after him.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if Floyd was playing his regular game, being a
that's what he said, yeah.
He wouldn't have touched him at all. You're like, you're missing all your punches.
Right. He said, I could have easily just did what I always do and just box, but I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, I have to give I give respect to Conor. He had his jab that really surprised me. His counter was on. Mm-hmm. He lasted longer than expected. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody got checked.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody got checked.
Yeah, they definitely got cashed the fuck out. Trust me.
Yeah, that's why everybody, you know,
too, for all that damn.
They best friends now. Now that the money's made, it's like, all right, we pals.
Yeah, we pals now. Like, Dana White got his part. Floyd got his in the 50. And Conor is the richest UFC fighter ever graced the earth.
He don't even got to fight UFC no more if you don't want to.
Exactly.
So.
I said, you don't have to fight again in UFC if you don't want to, for real.
You don't need to.
Yeah, he has nothing to prove.
At all. And that's a good point you said, that for everybody who keep telling Floyd to go to the octagon, what does he need to prove?
Yeah, he has nothing to prove. Floyd.
Nothing to prove.
Floyd. They keep on trying to bring it because he said it in the little press tour run. And next time we can do it in the octagon. He's just talking shit. He doesn't have to do shit. Yeah, he's 50-0, bro. Enough. I'm sorry, Conor, you're not even undefeated in the UFC, bro. So what? No, bro.
Right. And as far as Mayweather's 50-0, just I said it with the 49 that he shouldn't go for the 50. But now that you made it, just stay there. Don't even think about coming back. Just leave it there. Leave that perfect record there. Yeah.
Stay there, bro. You have nothing to prove.
Right.
You have nothing to prove. People are mad at Floyd Mayweather because his last few fights, but none of them did the history on why. Before the De La Hoya fight, Floyd Mayweather had a fight and scrapped every single boxer out there just to get them out because Golden Boy wanted De La Hoya to be the pretty boy of the entire boxing world. They wanted him to be the face of it. And Floyd was like, nah, fuck that. I'm coming after you. Mm-hmm. So that's why he got his own. He was like, when he got that title, they was mad because he did what he wanted. Mm-hmm. They mad because they had a black man out there telling the world, nah, I'm going to fight who I want to on my terms. Exactly. And if you don't like it, oh, well, the belt's still mine. Y'all ain't paying me enough. They don't like the fact he was doing that, man. He proved
yeah,
it.
They hate it, bro. Yeah, so lame simple of the week goes to all y'all hating on Floyd, man. Just stop. Just respect greatness, man. I'm sorry. Respect greatness.
I can give y'all a stamp. Yeah.
Respect him.
Lame simple the fuck out of y'all, man. On to music. Okay, Nick, I know you don't really fuck with the newest XXL class members. But XXX, Aaron, you was getting on me earlier about this, bro. XXX Temptation, What did I say earlier? Temptation.
XXX Temptation. I believe I'm not a fan of this man, but I believe it's XXX Temptation.
Yeah, I think that's how you said. I call that nigga Temptation.
Nigga look like a Mortal Kombat character.
Oh my god, I heard some of his music. I'm done now.
Yeah, but his new album, bro. Music. Mark on front, bro. I checked it out on the way to Walmart to pick up some shit.
Wow.
And he says it in the intro. It's basically for motherfuckers fighting depression. So yeah, bro. You gotta be in a, like, depression.
He makes somebody want to shoot themselves in the head.
Yeah, bro. And then, the second song on the album, bro, is the name. Okay, so just to break the story down, basically, I guess while he was on tour, he had this chick come up to his room, and then left to go do something or whatever, and he came back and the chick killed herself. So the second song on the album is named after that chick who killed herself. So just like little shit like that is just bro. I saw Kendrick had co-signed it on Twitter, but you can have that, Kendrick. I'm cool. I'm cool. And speaking of Kendrick, we can kind of segue to Kendrick, bro. He signed a deal with Nike.
Yeah, I seen.
I mean, he's been wearing the Nike Cortez on his damn tour. I mean, like they officially announced it. Him and Top Dog announced it last night.
How ironic! How ironic! Kendrick signs to Nike while Drake signs with Jordan. How ironic!
Yeah, oh, bro. Whatever. Anyway, only thing I gotta say is I just hope that like motherfuckers don't make the Nike Cortez like a hype beast ass shoe.
We'll see. It won't be a Yeezy, but
yeah, it won't be a Yeezy. You know how motherfuckers hop on some shit like. Like, nobody's wearing Cortezes right now, but I don't want to see just everybody talking about, I'm trying to dress like Kung Fu Kenny and shit like that. Like, no, bro. Stop. You was not wearing Cortezes before you saw Kendrick wearing Cortezes.
That's Nike does that type of thing on purpose.
That's knowing lame, that will happen. I hate that shit, bro.
I mean, it's a check for them.
It is, but why do y'all have to, don't you have enough Hispanic community buying Nike Cortezes?
I mean, can never be too much. Hispanics are becoming dominant in this country, so that would actually be logical. That's what
I'm
saying.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, bro, but every time, even in middle school, we all remember all the Hispanic kids stayed with the first pair of Cortezes.
Yeah, that's true. But
all the time.
I mean, yeah, but like you said, let's go ahead and brand this and bring it out more. There you go.
You think he'll get his own shoe with Nike, or you think he'll just get like his own like model that he'll design? Like,
I don't think he'll get his own shoe. We have yet for a rapper to do that without developing it themselves.
You said what, Nick?
I don't think he's gonna get his own shoe, man. It's you know, it's cool to represent the Cortezes and everything. That was something he grew up with. But other than that, if he wants to, I'm gonna support my guy.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, I don't see Kendrick doing nothing like that, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think the furthest he'll go is him just like having like his own like special edition of the like Nike Cortez, but
and be ugly as shit. That. Probably you gotta do him bad like that. Honestly,
but shit, y'all know ASAP is signed with Under Armour. That's really the one that I was really surprised with, because he's all into fashion and shit.
Right.
Under Armour though. Like, that's a huge task.
That's something that him and Steph Curry got going on together. So
bro,
I'm
just thinking, like, you got to really think that your, like, dress game is really, like, on that to think, like, yeah, I'm that nigga. I can really make Under Armour cool.
What's up with these dudes in Under Armour? Like, Under Armour must really be throwing that cash.
Bro, hey, chill. I used to wear Under Armour all the time.
Baseball and football is different, bro.
Right. You're wearing it for sportswear, not to go buy no shoes like to rock in.
Yes, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Under Armour doesn't belong on the basketball court. I'm sorry. Period, bro.
They don't belong on the baseball field either.
That no, but I Oh, maybe it's different for me. It's different, bro, because I just always remember seeing like Under Armour.
Yeah, I recall seeing sports. Under Armour in baseballs.
Yeah, baseball, soccer, and football.
Yeah.
It looks like it's supposed. The logo just looks like it's made for outside sports.
Right.
And they're
trying
to
basically saying
Under Armour
makes play shoes.
Shout out to ASAP Mob, man.
They make kid play shoes. Like you
basically, yes. Yes. They don't make lifestyle nothing that I'm gonna step out in, bro. Fuck no.
Shout out that boy ASAP.
For real. ASAP, you make it hot, man. You for real the man.
And speaking of ASAP, they dropped their ASAP Mob, excuse me. They dropped their Cozy Takes Volume 2. I fuck with it. I don't know if y'all heard it yet.
Not in the ASAP. They remind me too much of the. I put them in that new age realm too, kind of.
Okay. I can respect that. Yeah. I can respect that.
I can only listen to so many new artists, bro. Like my new artist list rap like old school artists, so I can't really.
Yeah.
Give you an opinion on these new guys. I can say, and this might hurt y'all, I low-key mess with Lil Uzi sometimes and Kodak.
Oh, it won't hurt me because it won't low-key hurt me. I mean, I low-key mess with Young Thug, so I can't really.
Oh, speaking of that, that's what I want to talk to you about, bro. Nigga, Till Infinity is my shit, bro.
You fucks with it?
Bro, Till Infinity is my fucking shit.
I be trying to tell boys, man.
Bro, like, yeah, that was it. Easy Breezy, Beautiful Thugger Girls.
The man is talented when it comes to putting together a song.
Nick, I don't know if you heard is that a mixtape or is that an album, Aaron?
It's a mixtape.
Okay, yeah, Nick is his new mixtape. Easy Breezy, Beautiful Thugger Girls.
I'm gonna be all the way real with you. I've never heard of this man.
Young Thug.
Thug. I've never taken the time out to even give him a chance.
That's how I feel about Uzi. But it's like you got them songs that you hear.
Check him out, bro.
Thug. The fact that anybody compared him to Prince really pissed me off to the point where he never gets to play him.
Hey, I don't know who did that. That's kind of.
Yeah. I don't know who did that either. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. No, he gets no play this way.
To check him out, bro. I don't know. Yeah, motherfuckers was reaching with that, but.
But the latest and greatest news is I don't know if y'all seen, but in Vegas apparently Meek and 50 was on the same stage, and I seen the video. They were on the same stage, standing right next to each other, rapping squash. Meek shit.
They squashed whatever they had.
Yeah, they was on stage. It was Jeezy on there, and them two, some other people.
50's watching a lot of his beefs.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be beefs that he low key won, though. He'd be roasting boys. 50 of flames the fuck out of somebody.
50 is the last gangster rapper ever to grace on this earth. That nigga's funny. I fuck with 50. 50 hard.
I remember he told Floyd, he said, I'll give you $80 million. You could read one page out of a Harry Potter book.
Hey. Fuck the bucket of ice.
He said what, bro?
He said, fuck the bucket of ice. It was the that little bucket of ice challenge.
Oh, the idea, the ice challenge. Yeah, bro. Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
Man. Meek at 50, do you think this can go somewhere as far as a record?
No.
Possibly. I think
possibly?
So. Yeah, I think so. Why not?
At the rate Meek's going, I would think so, too. At the rate Meek's going. That's another feature he got in his bag. 50 Cent.
Exactly.
I don't think they have one yet.
Yeah, I was gonna say too. As far as like 50 and his beefs, bro. I think the only two beefs that will never be deaded with him is him versus Murder Inc. and him versus Diddy.
Well. Technically, there's no beef. There's no bad blood with him and Murder Inc.
No, they just don't. Bro, have you seen Irv Gotti's latest Breakfast Club interview?
Well, okay, maybe Irv Gotti, but that's way deeper. But like Ja Rule and then, you know, when he was into Fat Joe and all that, that's dead.
Well, yeah, him and Fat Joe is dead, but I don't think him and Ja, like, no.
Ja, him and Ja is like quotes are like, oh, I ain't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me, but there's no, I'm not on your head.
No, that's now, a Irv Gotti, it gets way deeper. That's deep. A beef, bro. If you can't speak to a nigga, bro, you don't like him, bro.
I don't know.
Is there shit don't gotta be explained?
Nah, it's just like I don't acknowledge you. Like,
yeah, like you don't like the nigga. It's just no point of stressing it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a difference to me, in my opinion. Then I don't like, then I'm not fond of. That's the difference. I'm not fond of you is like I don't necessarily have a problem with you. You don't exist to me. Then I don't like you is like I have a problem with you that I need to go ahead and solve.
I feel like with certain people, bro, it gets to a certain point, though, like, where it's like, we don't fuck with each other, so why even talk about it? If something happens, it happens, but, you know what I'm saying? More so, you stay over there, I stay over here type shit.
Quick question. 50 Cent, would you say that he carries the record of the most beefs in hip-hop ever? Who has the most beefs if he doesn't? I don't know. He's
definitely like this. I would say like, Game.
Yeah,
Game. I would definitely say Game, probably.
Yeah, Game after him, and then Tupac right after Game.
Yeah, do you think Tupac had a lot of beef with a lot of people?
Bro, Tupac
like
was beefing with everybody, bro.
Well, Tupac had beef with just the East Coast, and that was really not that. He had beef with an individual. The media really exploded that. To the point it didn't need to, but he had beef with one.
Game had beef with him. I could name like
Game had a lot of beef with
niggas. Pac was mad at Q-Tip because Janet Jackson made Pac take an HIV test and then make Q-Tip take one to kiss her in Poetic Justice. So he got on stage and said, "Fuck Q-Tip."
Yeah, hey, did y'all, the Hughes brothers, he got mad. Did y'all, yeah. Let me touch base on that. Did y'all know that Pac was supposed to play Sharif from Menace?
Yeah.
So he's mad. They sitting there going over the script and everything, and he the only one just bitching and shit. Tyron Turner is telling the story, and Pac is just like, man, this is whack. This is corny. But he wanted to be Old Dog, and then he eventually that just escalated. He got into it with the Hughes brothers. They was fighting. They jumped one of the Hughes brothers. The other one ran, left them.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pac definitely does get into that beef though.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, the nigga just beats with niggas. Well, he beats with niggas for no reason.
R.I.P. to Pac.
Yeah, R.I.P. But shit.
It is what it is, though.
But yeah, like all in all, though, I think 50. I don't know. So does 50 or the Game have more beefs?
I say the Game. I definitely
Damn
say
near the Game. I was gonna say, yeah, damn near the Game got more beefs, bro.
The game if he has any small beefs. If he has any small problem with you, he's calling you out on his next song. Period.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
By name too.
Yeah.
There's no sneak dissing with him.
Yeah, nothing to think and ponder about. We can go ahead and give him the Gaming real quick. Aaron, bro, we forgot to put in the notes, man. I know, Nick, you're a PlayStation guy, but what's it called? The Xbox One X Project Scorpio Edition?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Aaron,
so I got mine.
Right?
I got mine's pre-ordered. Yes, sir, I do.
I already told Aaron I'm going to wait till tax time.
It is. Just to let y'all know, that is the hardest home console system ever.
I already know because you're a PC gamer. You already know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a mid-tier, basically, PC at your house. My only thing that I have to say about this is Xbox going to get some good exclusive AAA games?
I mean, I've already seen something that I'm interested in. I mean, but it's like, are you a real gamer or do you just stick to like your five games that you get every year? Because like Sea of Thieves, I don't know if you've seen, have you seen the trailer for that or anything?
That's like some corny shit, though.
Right. That's corny to Jalen. Like, that's not a nigga game. You know what I mean? That's
Jalen is a nigga player. He's
right.
Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Thank I don't you. Respect nigga players.
Bro, time out. First of all, I definitely venture out, you know what I'm saying, and test the horizons and play different shit.
You'll play a couple story mode games. But other than that, if it ain't on that. Madden or no, sport, bro, any bro, sports.
I play Uncharted and shit like that.
That's why I said a couple story mode games. You ain't playing Uncharted online.
It's gotta be interesting though. You feel me? Like,
you ain't playing Uncharted online.
He plays Uncharted on Madden. That's it. But no, I mean, like, I would have to say, truthfully, I play on all systems. I got an Xbox One S now. My biggest thing with Xbox that this past year hurt is that they never came out with a exclusive game. They kept doing cancellations, and PlayStation just kept hitting you with hit after hit. Horizon Zero Dawn killed it. Persona 5 killed it. And it's just like they're throwing it at you. Then this past E3, it wasn't the greatest, but you got God of War. Exactly. You got Spider-Man.
Oh, I can't wait for that Spider-Man. I swear to God.
You know what I'm saying? Another thing with Microsoft, too, is that they keep on trying to fucking milk these franchises that are like, clearly it's like, just let it be. Like, stop trying to fucking milk Gears of War. Stop trying to milk Halo. Just let it be great and let it be what it was.
Stop trying to milk fucking, what's that block game called? No,
it's a block game.
The block game.
Oh, Minecraft.
But that shit.
That's on everything though.
But Microsoft wants.
Yeah, Microsoft
always
does it though.
They always have a Minecraft exclusive system and shit like that. Yeah.
On their knees.
I didn't know you had the Xbox, fam. I'm gonna have to add you on there.
Oh yeah, man. Just let me know. I'm in the fighters. It's my thing. I'm in a lot of fighting games. But one thing I have to tell y'all: look out for Nintendo. The niggas is creeping up, and they are creeping hard.
I'm not buying the hype on a Switch, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
It's not just hype.
I'm buying it.
Their numbers by themselves is bringing GameStop back to life.
Yeah.
Nintendo is coming up with some shit, and I'm pretty excited to what they got coming up in this upcoming year. Like, there's a lot of things I'm interested in, man. But this Project Scorpio, yeah, I'm gonna have to get it.
So Jalen's holiday season is it getting your buy for sure?
Probably not. I'm probably going, like I said,
I'm going to get the text on, bro. Yeah, okay. But Nick, you plan on getting it on launch? Plan on getting it on launch?
Yeah, I got to. Well, yeah, because I'm giving me a 4K TV, and that's the only reason I'll play it on there. It's just that look at beautiful.
Now, Jalen, it will be upscale without the 4K.
Yeah, I heard. Well, you know, I got a 4K TV too, though. So yeah.
I forgot PS4 Pro. My bad, big money.
PS4, yeah, you already know me.
My bad, big money.
No, bro. I was going to say, but the Nintendo Switch shit that Nick was talking about, bro, like, for me, like, I'm really big on, like, online playing, bro. Like, I like playing and talking shit, you know what I'm saying, with a headset. Like, Nintendo was just so, like, I don't know, like, for instance, bro, like, why do I need to fucking to be able to talk to my friends? Like, say me, you, and Aaron are trying to play what's that shooting game called they got?
Splatoon 2. Yeah. And let me stop you there, because I'm glad you said something. It's very relevant. They sell after the Afterglow mics, the level 1s and level 3s, just like they have on 360, I mean, on the Xbox and PlayStation. They sell those, and you know there's not even an online chat. You have to download a separate app that's through your phone.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
So they sell the microphones for no reason because you can't even use them.
This is true.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like Nintendo
is just
so... Nintendo
does Nintendo shit.
Yeah, bro. Like when are they going to get... I don't know. I just feel like back like in the 90s, bro, in like the mid-2000s, they was so with the times as far as like what Americans want. And now it's like they just kind of said, fuck it.
Right, and another point, 2K is coming out on the Switch. There is how are you going? That's not even going to be fun. You can't even talk that shit. And you can take it somewhere with you, but you got to connect to your hotspot if you want to play online.
I'm just saying about niggas trying to play the park on the Switch. Like, what?
I'm not playing no sports game on no fucking Switch. They get my Zelda and other Nintendo exclusives. All that other shit? No. Hey, shout out to y'all need to play the new Sonic.
Sonic Mania.
Okay.
And y'all gotta play the new Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I'm on that crash, but I keep dying though because I'm trying to use the analog stick instead of the direct the D-pad. Those two are Mando. They did. You got to use a D-pad like you used in back in the day, because if trying to use that stick, you're gonna keep falling off them ledges, man.
Exactly. Y'all gotta definitely the nostalgia of that. They did a great job of doing that, and I do see a future where we're gonna start getting reminiscent games with a lot of remastered games coming out. That's going to be a good thing, but at the same time, it's going to be a bad thing because you're putting a lot of limitation on these independent developers who have a lot of great ideas and a lot of good games that need to come out. I don't know if y'all looked at Hell's Blade. That is a fantastic game.
I'm looking forward to that Shadow of War too, bro. Because I'm on the Shadow of Mordor right now, so
yeah.
My shit.
Oh yeah, my army. It's gonna be nice, bro. It's gonna be nice.
My shit. It should be pissing me off when niggas just be popping up. I'm fighting one boss, and then this nigga who beat my fucking ass like a while ago pops out of nowhere.
Yeah, I swear, another little war chief or whatever. Bro, yeah,
pisses me off.
And then they be on your top. They get to talking shit too.
Yes.
Like yes. I killed you last time. You coming back again?
Oh man. Okay, so yeah, Madden just dropped officially on Friday, but me and Aaron had it on Wednesday.
Yes. Madden season is here, people.
The Madden Undata is available on Xbox One at JJ Killer 23 if you want to get your ass whooped with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, PSA. We do have a Madden League. For those people who have Madden on Xbox or plan on getting it by or before September 10th, that is when our draft is going down. We have, I believe,
you got like 16,
six or seven available spots.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Aaron, bro, who won the last championship in last year's Madden League, bro?
The last championship belonged to, I don't know, some lame nigga.
I think it was Madden Dundada.
Head-ass nigga was. Oh, I forgot his name. It wasn't important.
Yeah. Yours truly won the last championship. So if you want your ass beat, like I said, hey Nick, you got an Xbox One? Hey Nick, get Madden on there, bro.
I am.
Come on, man.
It's Mando strictly because I am a Patriots fan, and ooh, Tom Brady needs to be graced his house.
Come on, man. Get that.
Well, no, we do a fancy draft, though, bro. We do a fancy draft.
Oh, no. I know that. I'm just saying that case itself needs to sit up in my house.
And I'm pretty sure nobody's going to pick Tom Brady first, so you might want to snag him.
I already know. Like, if I get Tom Brady, understand that I'm going to be Jesus on the sticks.
All right. Well, I want you to get it by the 10th, man. I would love to see you in that league, man.
By the 10th, bro. Check is this week. I'm getting that in Destiny, too.
Oh,
we're gonna talk about Destiny in a minute. We're gonna talk about Destiny in a minute, bro. But with the Madden, well, Aaron, you want to just like talk about what you like about it so far?
Oh, well, I was literally, you know, before we got into the recording session, you know, I was enjoying some long shot, the story mode, and I'm liking what EA is coming with now, man. They're coming with that fire.
You don't feel like long shot is a little like Telltale-ish?
Like the Telltale games, like Walking Dead. And all?
Yes,
I love that. Yes, I do.
Okay, this is where my beef is with that, because we had the same conversation earlier, bro, on Xbox. The FIFA fucking what's it called?
Yeah, the journey. Yeah,
like they kind of incorporate the FIFA gameplay more in their story, and that's why I fuck with it personally.
Oh, so you think it's meant for you? You know how they, okay, spoiler alert, but it's not that major. But they had you in the beginning, like when you first start playing, they had you come back from like 21-0, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think that was like fixed? You think there was no way you could have failed that?
I think there's a way you can fail it, but my thing is, it's like, I don't know, bro.
Because it was gameplay. That's gameplay right there.
Yeah, that was like the first real gameplay. Like the drills and shit. Like,
right.
You press this button. You know, like, shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? Like, real football.
Right. So, I mean, let's just see where it goes. We're not finished yet. Are you?
We're not finished with it. We're not finished yet, but just, that's just my first impression so far.
The yeah, yeah, I understand. I have the same thing we do. Yeah, same impression.
As far as just like one-on-one gameplay, like the game is beautiful.
Oh yes, oh yes. Big transition with the new engine, Frostbite.
Yes, bro. That I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm scared to use that target pass and shit.
Man, I was trying it when we were playing. It kind of messed me up a little bit, but it takes me getting used to.
Yeah, because the thing is, bro, it's like everything is so fast paced, so you got to get that shit right on the money. You're throwing a fucking pick.
Right, but it comes in handy, and you know, I know in the old Madden's, you'd be wishing like, man, I wish I could have. Like, why did he throw it that way? Why did he throw it over there?
Yeah,
this is the time to change it now using that.
Yeah, man.
All I hear is Tom Brady's about to throw.
300 yard games. Hey, come on with it, man. Yeah, I'm gonna send you an invite as soon as you got that installed, man.
Please, bro.
I'll be waiting.
But yeah, man.
Somebody has the Patriots though, by the way, Nick. So you can't be the Patriots.
You can still have Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been working on my new team.
He says I am a fan. Got Brady.
I am a fan, a true fan of this young man, and it pisses me off that I like him this much because he reminds me of Tom Brady. Ooh. And that is Carr.
Oh yeah, Derek Carr's nice.
Like I seen him play, I was like, okay, this is gonna be dangerous. Then
he's
I looked at that defense.
He's a little more.
I was like, oh shit, this is really dangerous. Then they got a real nigga on their team who don't give a fuck.
He's a beast, man, by the way, too, bro. I was running Aaron the fuck over when we played.
Oh Jesus! We'll have our rematch. It's the only 1-0, nigga. 1-0. Niggas. Oh man, I can't wait till the league start. Come on, niggas' heads.
No, okay, Nick. You was talking about Destiny 2 earlier, bro.
Yes, sir.
Let me be honest. I'm not fucking with it, man.
Bro, okay, no, bro. Wait. Okay, now Aaron. Me and you have had discussions about Destiny before, right?
Right.
Nick, you're a part of the generation with us, bro, who grew up playing Halo.
Yeah.
You don't feel like fucking Destiny 2 is just copy and paste Halo with fucking new skins?
Y'all know, like, the team from Halo.
Yeah, I know.
They did it. It's just they went... It's a copy and paste. What it is just, how can I say this? The grind for it is different, okay. Where you can develop your own character. It's not like a set story.
Okay.
You have the option of playing with people throughout the entire thing. The online is masterful. It's nothing will compare to probably Halo 2.
Mm.
Yeah. Online gameplay, nothing's going to compare to it. I mean, it's one or three that was just masterful that really put Halo on the map in the competitive.
Two and three was a shit.
Two and three, like the FPS on the scene, but it's a beautiful game. The Crucible is awesome. Like the way they set it up for the building your character from the competitive play and just from the story itself. This time, two, is beautiful. I have nothing bad to say about it. Bungie actually did. They got my attention because I'm not going to lie. The first one was boring as shit until the DLCs came out.
And the DLC didn't come out until like a year later?
Yeah, a year later. And it was complete bullshit because DLCs to me is ruining the market of video games.
Yeah, that's just their way of wake up. We still sell this game.
Right. So, man. I mean, like, I agree. But long explanation short, I agree. It's a copy and paste of Halo, just like Black Ops 3 is. Super jumps and weird-ass powers.
Black Ops 3, let me get started on that.
Call of Duty, damn near, like...
Oh, yeah.
Copied off of fucking, Titanfall.
So let's get on that. The Call of Duty beta just went live this weekend for PS4. Nick, you got a PS4. Did you get a chance to play that?
No, I watched a lot of Twitch play. I'm letting you know right now, I have no loyalty to Call of Duty anymore because with the whatever the fuck Infinity Warfare, I mean, whatever the fuck that was.
It started at Advanced Warfare with the jetpacks. But
yeah, bro.
Let me touch base on that because I actually played the beta. Here's my take on it. They gave us the impression like, oh yeah, we're going back to our roots, you know, but we're gonna use, you know, obviously with this new technology, we're gonna make it a great World War II game. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna do the jetpacks and the futuristic stuff. We notice a lot of y'all don't like that. All right, cool. Everybody gets hyped, gets interested. I downloaded this beta and it is really no different from like, just think of Modern Warfare with old weapons. Modern Warfare Remastered with old weapons. That's what I get out of it. Serious? It's not like,
and it's funny to me, bro, because I find it really ironic that they went back to World War II
after Battlefield 1 came out.
Yeah,
it became so successful. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like they just trying to keep their fans awake because like you have to be a true Call of Duty fan to be hyped for this game coming out. And if it already lost your attention, I don't know. I don't think this game. It's gonna be what it's supposed to be.
Call of Duty.
Any fighting games, I want y'all to please support the fighting game community and check out Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Support it. Support the fighting game community. It will be a huge move. We trying to get out there with the PC players, man. The fighting game community is a great community. We got a lot of great games. Even though Street Shit Fighter 5 is a piece of shit, it still does wonders for the community.
The Dragon Ball Z is already out? The Z Fighters?
No, it's in the circuit, but it's not out yet, you know, to the public. Oh, okay. Like they did with Tekken 7. So.
Okay. Is that the one where they're going back to the 2D style?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that, famo.
Explain.
I don't want to go back to playing Dragon Ball Z Budokai 1. Basically, those times are over.
If you're into the, it's going to be great for the fighting game community.
Well, I was about to say this. That is good because it's very similar to your Street Fighters, your Mortal Kombat's. It gives you that type of gameplay. But me personally, I'm already into Injustice and Tekken, and I'm just going to compare it to that. And when I'm already used to how Dragon Ball Z is now, the games where you're able to, you know, fly at will, your enemy can be all the way across the camera, you know what I mean?
I feel that.
But that is going to be good for, because you stick with those fighting games, so that's going to be another competitive one for you.
Oh, yeah, man. I love fighters. I love fighters. I love the aspect of it. I love all video games, man. Fighting and ones who tell a great story. And that's one question before I leave. I want to ask the both of y'all, what is the best single player game y'all have ever played?
Single player game?
Mm-hmm. Single player game or story game? Story mode, period.
Story mode game.
Story mode, okay. Because yeah, I was going to throw out Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
I mean, okay. I'm just going to put that franchise as one and say that, but number two behind that, as far as not a franchise, I'm going to say Warriors.
Okay.
Oh, the Warriors?
Yeah, I'm putting Warriors there. Warriors is that.
Single player story mode. Fuck.
I got another one that you probably ain't thinking of. Death Jam.
I was going to say Fight for New York. Oh fuck.
50 Cent Bulletproof.
That bro, I don't know, bro. No, it was good. Man, I fucked with that game heavy, but yeah, no, bro. Fuck no.
I'm gonna just put Grand Theft Auto automatically. That like the entire franchise as a whole.
Yeah, damn near Grand Theft Auto's got that number one spot, bro.
It's guaranteed to have my money every time one comes out. I don't care what people saying about it or none of that.
Manhunt was really good, too.
Shout out to Rockstar. They did a great job.
But yeah, another Rockstar game.
Shout out.
Oh, one more thing, bro. Uncharted DLC. Have you checked it out yet?
No, I haven't yet, but I heard it was amazing. My brother, he said he's a huge Uncharted fan, and he said it's he loved it.
I can't, yeah, because I have to go in order. Oh my God, I'm struggling to get through the first one because it's so old. And yeah, it's like,
I haven't finished the first one yet, neither, bro.
Dude, I'll play it for like 10, 15 minutes and be like, all right, it's time to get on Madden.
Get a dying and shit.
I got it. I'm struggling to get through that one, so I got to work my way up, man, to 4.
This is an old game.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Came out in 08, the first one? Came out in 08?
Yeah, it was on, what, 3?
Damn, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was on the PS3.
Yeah. I want y'all to understand. It's a great game.
Nick, before you go, bro, we got one more segment. We got the sports segment, bro, and then we're going to finish this up. We already talked about McGregor and Mayweather, so we're not even going to talk about that. Aaron, you can kind of touch on this Vontae's burst fit situation, man. I didn't even know what happened with it.
Well, you know, the NFL nowadays, they got their really strict rules on the type of hits you can do. And I didn't watch the game, but apparently he returned an interception of 62 yards for a touchdown before hopping into the stands and waving his arms in the air. And they basically have him – they're looking at him to suspend him for 5 games for a hit on Anthony Sherman. And that was August 19th.
Oh, preseason. Okay. What kind of – what do you –
Yeah. So basically it says video of the play in question appears to show Burfict with 7:58 remaining in the first quarter unloading on an unsuspecting Sherman after Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith – releases a pass headed for tight end Travis Kelce. So basically, he blindsided him.
Just hit him for no reason.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he needs to get suspended. No, that was dumb. Like, for what, bro? Like, dude, this is not fucking Bliss the League.
Yeah, it says Sherman crept out of the backfield as an eligible receiver, but was not close to being Smith's intended target.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's lame.
That's the thing. Like, you know the rules now, so. I don't have any sympathy for you when you're facing a suspension like that. And it's sad because he is a great player.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I don't got nothing to say about that, bro.
That's sad Bengals. Coming into the season, man. You need that.
The Bengals
5 games?
The Bengals will never win Super Bowl. Ever.
Man, they had that chance with Ocho Cinco and then it was over.
Defense wasn't even out that for real.
Right.
I was about to say, Nick, you got anything to say about that?
Not really, because I mean,
it's the Bengals. Who cares? It's the Bengals, right?
Honestly, it's not the Patriots, so I don't care. I mean, do better. That's all I have to say.
Last thing for sports. I say it's gonna be short today. Blockbuster trade in the NBA between the Cavs and the Celtics. Kyrie Irving gets shipped to Boston for what was it? Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, some European player whose name I can't pronounce.
The center and a first round draft pick.
Yeah, the Brooklyn. No, the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
So that's their 2018, meaning the draft next year.
Yeah.
That is their first round draft pick. Mind you, the Brooklyn Nets we're talking about, who could possibly be top 5 worst in the league.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, what kind of dirt the Cavs have on Boston.
Hold on, but wait, there's more. I don't know if y'all been reading headlines today, but apparently they're trying to get another asset out of the trade.
Yeah, they're trying to get either Tatum or Brown.
Right. So, I mean, I've never heard of no shit like this going down. I guess the trade is not finalized or whatever.
You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
You know how, on 2K, when you're playing, franchise mode or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And there's an option under there to allow forced trades?
Oh, yeah. You think the Cavs is just bullying these niggas out of players, man?
The Cavs, like, forcing we'll take him to too. Trade.
Come on, we'll take him too. Jaylen Brown, yeah, young bull, nice. Come on, let's pull him in too. Get that nigga over here. I mean, nah, but for real though, people have already been, you know, against me ever since I've said it, but I think the Cavs did win on this trade.
The Cavs definitely won the trade. Kyrie Irving is not that nice, bro. For all
and
that,
this is, I've never seen so many people attack Isaiah Thomas ever in my life.
Yeah, okay, Boston has him fucked up. First off, right
there. Go ahead.
Jaylen, watch your mouth. Kyrie is that nice. He's the only man I know who can skate in the air. The only man's. Is he a LeBron? God no. But I mean he is I would say he's a better player than Isaiah.
Bro, Kyrie's not worth all that, bro.
Kyrie is a better individual player than Isaiah Thomas. Yes. Yeah, individual.
Yes. Individual. He's not worth all that.
And also has Kyrie ever been an MVP candidate?
No. He's never been to playoffs without LeBron.
And I want to say, LeBron James, if you look at the numbers in the finals 2 years ago, everybody want to say thank Kyrie for it. But if you look at the numbers, man, LeBron was still carrying that team.
Yeah.
This is his test, though. This is Kyrie's first year, actually. Because in his defense, he didn't have a team to make the playoffs before LeBron. But this is his test, though. You got the people behind you. What will you do without LeBron? You wanted this, Kyrie. So show us something. Cause he was begging for this. Like this is his destiny or something. Like, nah, I don't need LeBron. I got my own destiny. All right. Show us. You got the pieces.
I hope he do good.
I know he's going to do good, but you're going to run into that brick wall. What's his name, Jaylen? What's that brick wall's name?
LeBron.
Oh, okay. James. Okay. That's a brick wall you're going to run into every time you pick the East.
I would just have to say shout out to the Celtics because, I mean, they do got
shout out to – yeah, shout out to the Celtics for going to make it to the Eastern Conference
second
Finals
place
again.
Eastern Conference trophy. Yay.
Yeah, I mean, y'all do got some Butler finest. I mean, I do support our Butler Indiana people.
Of course, yeah.
That's cool, though, bro. He's nice. I mean, like – you got to play against the greatest player to ever touch basketball in these guys' finals.
Correct.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. Fuck KD.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
But everybody knows this is an anti-Golden State Warriors podcast / Kevin anti-Golden State podcast. So, yeah, niggas already know that.
Shout out to that boy, Siwa. You know I got to do it to you every week, Siwa.
Yeah, man, I think, that's it for the notes, man. I think we ran through the show. Nick, bro, I appreciate you coming on, bro. You want to drop your socials real quick?
Yeah, man. Again, find me on Facebook at NU Perry. We do have a Facebook page for the Nerdom United. It's called Nerdom United. Go ahead, find the page. It's a very social group. We talk about battles between superheroes and anime characters. Mm-hmm. We talk about situations that's going on in the anime and gaming world. Also follow the Nerding United Instagram. It's one word.
You want to spell that out for him too? Because I know it's spelled kind of different.
Nerdom United is called spelled NERDDOM UNITED.
Okay.
So go ahead, give us a follow, man. If you're interested or you got any type of skills that you want the world to see, creativity, we're going to be the one to make sure we push it out, man, because our dream is we want people to do what they love for a living. If you want to create games for a living, we want to be the plug for that. If you want to have a superhero in a comic book one day, we want to create a line for that. So we right now, we're building everything for that, man. So thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate the love.
Always, bro.
Jaylen Aaron, y'all doing a hell of a job, man. Always. I got paid because of Mayweather, so I'm enjoying my check. Appreciate y'all, man. So I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Good luck on everything.
All right, bro. Thanks for coming on, bro.
Most definitely.
Yep. All right, Aaron, you want to drop your shit real quick, bro?
Juan Honcho on everything. WON. _HUNCHO. That's on everything, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all that.
All right, and y'all know me, man. Fucking Instagram, Twitter, McFly Manly. And I already dropped all the show shit in the intro that I do every week, so y'all need all that, man.
Yeah.
As always, we thank each and every one of you listeners, man, supporting us, man, and telling me in person that you fuck with the show. That really means a lot. And keep on putting out shows for y'all, and we will see y'all next week. Until then, y'all be safe, and y'all have a good one. School Days Podcast, we are out.